This is quite extraordinary. I'm sure, as you say, you were shocked when you got up. I was shocked, and I'm sure all South Africans shocked. He was, after all, a national icon. This is a guy who wowed the crowds here at London 2012, the first double amputee to run in both the Paralympics and Olympics. And he's not going to be running anywhere anytime soon. He has been charged with the murder of his girlfriend, model Reva Steenkamp, and he is being denied bail. So he's going to have to explain himself clearly.
Initially, there was some thought that he suspected that someone was breaking into his home, and that's why he fired these shots. What are police saying happened?
Well, police say that didn't come from them. They say there are no other suspects, that the only ones in the home at the time were Steenkamp and Pistorius, although they had not named her at the time. They were waiting for next of kin, but her publicist did confirm, in fact, that it was her. And, she is a real advocate against rape, which is a huge problem in South Africa, and in general, abuse against women. She's been tweeting on it recently. It's a real shame. I mean, I think she's listed as one of the most beautiful 100 women in the world and clearly a terrific advocate for women in a country where there is so much abuse and violence.
Had there been problems with this couple before?
Don't know if there were actually problems with them, but the police have confirmed that there have been what they refer to as previous domestic incidents at the home before. And I can tell you that they're talking to witnesses, neighbors, who reported hearing noise from the house. They're clearly looking into the possibility of an argument. But whether or not the earlier incidents are related to Steenkamp or, previous girlfriends, I don't know.